One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA, downtown San Francisco, California. How's it going? We are the network that started Coast to Coast Sports Talk back in the 80s, and we love that you joined us tonight. In fact, we're not just on Sports Byline, we're also on SB Nation. And we're also on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel as well. So yes, three big sports talk outlets, but this hour is video games, and not just sports video games, but all video games. I've been doing this show almost 20 years. And I would like your input, your feedback, all my fellow gamers out there. I don't make games, I don't design them. I know what I like and what I don't like. And I like games, really, I judge them under one simple solitary criterion, and that is, are they fun? If they're fun, we'll play them. I don't care about pixel rates and frames per second and famous actors. So what's good for you? We're in the golden age of video games, let's face it. But that doesn't mean that we also don't have a lot of garbage out there as well. So let's sift through it together. Either there's a toll-free line all over the North American continent at 1-800-878-PLAY, that's 7529. Questions, comments, concerns, what's good, what's bad, what's ugly, newbies and hardcore gamers and everyone in between. Once again, don't write it down, dial it up. 1-800-878-7529. I'll give away a brand new game. We have an interview coming up as well with Amon Green, one of the best running backs in the history of the Green Bay Packers, because he's an esports head coach now in college. He's going to join us at 40 after the hour, coming up in about a half hour. But also let you know what's new on the shelves this week. And as I mentioned, I'll give away a brand new game. Any emails, send those to rick@sportsbyline.com. That's how you win the game. And that's also the cheat code at the end. SBNationLive.com, we go through there. SportsByline.com, on the TuneIn app, the iHeart, we go up the Stitcher app. And CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network, channel 2, 500 outlets. 177 countries on American Forces Radio Network. Come on back.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4500. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Did I say my name in the open? I think I did. Anyway, doesn't matter. What's in a name? Wouldn't a rose smell exactly the same? We'll call it something else. 1-800-878-PLAY. It's the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, I will give away a brand new game and also tell you what's new this week. That's because normally I do that at 40 after. This time we're going to have Amon Green, who is a multiple Pro Bowl running back. Maybe one of the worst trades the Seahawks ever made. He was backing up Ricky Waters. And so they said, oh, let's just trade him to Green Bay for a guy I never heard of. And then he, I think he's the all-time leading rusher, Packer history now. So, but he's an esports head coach now. So we'll talk about that. If you listen to my show for any amount of time, you know that I'm always trying to get video games backs or back, video games back. Apostrophe S, I don't know. Because it gets blamed for a lot of things over the years. And like Ted Cruz was a guy who went on record saying video games are ruining our children. And it's been proven time and time again that for the most part, video games have a cathartic effect, if anything, when people get their aggressions out on video games. It also creates fantastic hand-eye coordination. There are a lot of benefits. And also, they said people who play video games for a certain amount of time get better grades than people who don't. How about that, Mom and Dad? Huh? So, saw a story yesterday in the neuroscience.com. And the summary is, they say that the gaming addiction does not appear to cause depression or increased aggression in healthy people. But they say the underlying depression and aggressive behaviors may turn to gaming as a form of escapism. Now, I fully will hold my hand up there. I mean, isn't that why we watch movies and TV shows and even sometimes listen to music? Is a little bit of escapism, right? Take us out of the, especially of a routine that's very mundane, in and out. This is why sports is so great, because it's the ultimate theater. We sometimes are sure we know what's going to happen, and it doesn't at all times. So in the neuroscience news.com, they found a correlation as defined by the World Health Organization now as a gaming disorder. Now, by the way, the WHO, the World Health Organization's classification of a gaming disorder, is based on a person's attitudes towards gaming rather than time spent gaming. So in other words, if you see someone who plays 14 hours a day, they don't have the disorder, they have the addiction. Let's make sure we get the semantics right. The disorder is if it interferes with a person's healthy daily functioning. And so more than 2 billion people around the world play video games. But neuroscience news.com says less than 1% are thought to have that gaming disorder. Now, debates about the potential harms of gaming are also often framed about, once again, violence in video games. Does that cause violence in real life? And there is simply no evidence of that. You know, they see it in movies as well, like, you know, R, an M-rated movie. What's going to get blamed? Rock and roll. So the first thing to keep in mind before I get back to this little report is that if you have, that there's ratings on games. And if a game is rated M for mature, it is a game for adults. But I think sometimes people think video games, they think everything is Super Mario or Mickey Mouse's Enchanted Castle or Echo the Sega Dolphin. And so this is why you don't give a GTA game to a third grader. Just like you wouldn't want him to probably watch A Clockwork Orange when he's in third grade. Right? I think I was in sixth grade when I saw A Clockwork Orange, but it was on HBO and I snuck it. But getting back to the potential harms of video game are often just framed around whether playing a game, like if you play Call, how many people, quote unquote, people in video games have you killed in your life? For me, it's in the tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands. And then contrastly, because I'm not a bad gamer, it's less times that I got killed, but it's still in the tens of thousands, right? So is there, here's a keyword now in italics, is there a correlation between the two? Because research show, they do show that gamers who are already socially sensitive or have existing mental health issues may turn to be more sensitive in violent games, right? But I think that would be true about anything, any stimuli that would lend itself down that road, right? Because there's a marked difference between a gaming addiction causing aggression or depression and an already depressed or troubled person turning to games as a form of escapism. Are you with me now? Are you still awake? So the research from neuroscience news.com says that the gaming causes zero harmful impacts on healthy young people who don't have existing mental health problems, and that it doesn't cause mental health problems. But any negative force in life may affect someone and drive people towards gaming as a way to cope. Because specifically, people who already feel a great sense of self-blame, there's a loss of control in life or a social disengagement, will turn to a game as a coping mechanism, which when I was growing up, people would turn to drugs for that. Some people turn to alcohol, some people turn to gambling. But gaming is much more accessible to young people. And so the gameplay does not resolve the underlying issue. It just puts it on hold. And I've always felt that cutting people off from video games is just going to make it worse for them. Like I have a relative that all he was doing was playing video games and he wasn't getting a job. And then the person said, I'm going to cut him off. I'm like, no, that's his raison d'etre right now. You don't want to do that because then he's got nothing to look forward to. So the bottom line is, and this is not just me the talking head on the radio, Max Headroom, is that there's no evidence to suggest that gaming itself leads to aggression or depression among young people. The reality is, as ever, much more nuanced. And that's something that we have lost a lot of in the world today. You know, everything, there's nuances to everything, just like degrees to crime or how many alarms go off for a fire, right? So any parent who's concerned about a child's gaming habits, and one approach may be to play some games with your kid, enter in a discussion without judgment, or you, there are plenty of articles online that can help you with all this stuff. But to me, what you need, and unless you're a sociopath, you don't have it, is just common sense and everything in moderation. Like, I love an old-fashioned glazed donut. If I ate 50 a day, I would be rotund, to say the least. Everything in moderation. You don't want politics all day, in my opinion. You don't want religion all day. You don't even want sports all day. You need a break. It doesn't make it special if you get it all day. But anyway, once again, another report. Your kid's not going to get depressed from playing video games. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll come on back. We'll give away a game right here on Sports Byline.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. If you've had a revision or removal surgery of a hernia mesh implant after 2008, pay close attention to this message. Hernia mesh manufacturers have recalled some of the mesh material that may have been used in your surgery due to high failure rate. The FDA has even blamed the recalled mesh material for some of the worst of the health issues reported by doctors and patients. If you've had two or more hernia surgeries for the same issue and you're having severe complications, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now.
800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. 800-817-2968. That's 800-817-2968.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Coming up in the next segment, we're going to bring in Amon Green, not to talk about so much his time with the Packers. Oh, I'll get in a few football questions for sure. But no, it's to talk about how he's the new head coach of an esports team at a local college up there near Green Bay. And so we'll talk to him. What college is it? Well, we'll talk about it in the next segment. Is it Notre Dame? It's not Notre Dame. But it is time to give away a brand new game. Today it's Match Point Tennis Championships. And this game is developed by Taurus Games, published by Calypso Media. This is a franchise of Match Point Tennis. And it is available for the Switch, the PC, the Xbox One, Xbox Series S, PS4, and the PS5. Just about everyone. I have it here for the Switch. And my question is, on the cover, there is the enfant terrible of tennis right now, Nick Kyrgios. What country is Nick Kyrgios from? And just let me know, rick@sportsbyline.com. Here's the blurb. Match Point Tennis Championship serves up a smooth playing game of tennis and delivers an immersive tennis experience focused on realistic scenarios and player reactions. Rated E for everyone. And so Nick Kyrgios looks like Kyrgios, pronounced Kyrgios. He's in it. So it's a really good looking game. I've seen it it's really cool. Different surfaces as well. So Match Point Tennis Championship. What country does Nick Kyrgios represent? Just let me know, and the game will be yours. By the way, we're talking about esports. We'll get into it in the next segment. There was a story out of Atlantic City this weekend. I've been to AC, by the way, and all I got to say is, eh. But competitive video games holds a vast economic potential in the United States and worldwide, particularly once gambling companies figure out how to interest players and spectators on how to bet on them. How do I know that? Because speaking at the Casino Esport Conference in AC, executives with video game companies and casinos agreed there is a vast upside to getting the hundreds of millions of people who play online video games interested in the casino industry. Seth Shore, the chairman of Las Vegas's downtown Grand Casino, said esports is only going to get bigger. It's not a fad. Thank you, Captain Obvious. But a lot of people don't know that, who don't even know what esports is. It's all brand new. Newzoo, the Newzoo Review, they are a research company that tracks the world of competitive video games. And they say the global audience for these games will increase by 8.7% this year to 532 million. The games themselves will generate 1.38 billion in economic activity worldwide. A third of it is going to come from China. So the conference came as the casino industry is taking tentative steps to try to integrate esports into its gambling offers. So going back to Vegas, the Luxor recently built a 30,000 square foot esports arena to host events and tournaments. And in Atlantic City, casinos have hosted several tournaments. And on Monday, Stockton University officially opened its esports innovation center, highlighting the growth in colleges and universities. As I said, Amon will talk about his team coming up. But Scott Houston, who's a Stockton official, said that a recent Rocket League tournament had 50,000 online spectators. And he said that's way more than any traditional athletic event Stockton has ever put on. Now, where I live in the Bay Area, Stockton is where the University of the Pacific is, or UOP. This ain't that. Stockton University is in Galloway, New Jersey. Have you ever heard of them? I haven't either. So that's the thing. Well, I'll just tell you, I'm on greens at Lakeland University. That's in Wisconsin. And Twitch, of course, online platform. At any point, Twitch has as many as 6 million people on it. And the minimum Twitch has at any time is 3 million people. And so that vast potential to generate licensed gambling revenue because is there because these regulations evolve and expand. I mean, I remember when I was growing up, actually not even then, just about 15 years ago, you would never have a major sports team in Vegas because they'll become corrupt. Well, the Golden Knights were the gateway team. The Raiders are there. I'm sure my A's are going to move there. And maybe an NBA expansion team. And now you have the commissioner of the NBA, Adam Silver, saying, look, you can make a bet on your phone. So, but could you imagine instead of playing blackjack or poker or going to the book and, you know, taking the Buccaneers and the points or the Celtics -3, that you're going to be betting on somebody playing Angry Birds? Rick, that's not what he's talking. I think he is. It's not just Overwatch and Rocket League and League of Legends. There's going to be a wagering angle one way or another. But the marriage of video game players and casinos has not been made yet. I mean, they've had a lot of video game players that are just not generally content to rely on these random outcomes to determine whether they win at something or not, which is the very bread and butter of casinos like slot machines or table games. They want to feel they have some involvement in the outcome of their bet, which is why video games offers a natural ramp up for younger players. And yes, just like cigarette companies, they try to get you young and get you hooked. So Shore said, it's good to fish where the fish are. They're online, not in the casinos. Start online and get them into the database before you get them into the casinos. Yes, who's in a casino? Now, if sometimes it's me, so I'll be mocking myself here, but it's usually some guy with an inhaler and a lady who looks like the Crypt Keeper who's chain smoking, right? That's usually who's in the casino. A lot of sleeveless shirts and chain wallets. Rick, you sound like you're judging. So they want to do these, as he said, fish where the fish is and are. All right, let's talk about the upcoming games coming this week. Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. And let's go first to, where are we? Here we are. Penco Park. It's a PC adventure game. Very cartoony and pretty cute as well. I See Red, an action roguelike shooter twin stick for the PC. Ducky Quacky, an adventure platformer. Eden Gate, The Edge of Life, a PC adventure game. Garbage Pail Kids, Mad Mike, and The Quest. That's a platformer for the PC. It's an older game remade. Mount and Blade 2, Banner Lord. PC, PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox One. Pom Pom, The Great Space Rescue platformer. It's a cutesy little bear. The Rise of the Dragon, The Illustrated History of the Targaryen Dynasty. Alrighty then. Turbo Sloths. This is a racing game. And they don't look like sloth. It looks like regular cars. Victoria 3. Strategy game for the PC. Yomawari. Lost in the Dark. An adventure puzzle game. Arachnoid. Eternal Battle. An action game. PC. Switch. Xbox One. Series X and S, 4 and 5. Brewmaster, Beer Brewing Simulator. This is on all the systems as well. And I can't imagine anybody would be into this, but like I said, there are games where it's got a guy who's a janitor, so it could be anything. Buddy Simulator 1984. This is an adventure horror text-based game that goes way back, and this is on the Switch. Dave the Diver, an adventure game on the PC. It's a fat guy. I'm just telling you what the box art is. Davey and Pi, an action game. Also, Fantasy Zone, a shooter. Harmon's Odyssey, this is an adventure puzzle game on the Switch with a witch and a purple dragon. Relayer, this is a RPG strategy game for the PC. It looks like mechs. Saturnalia, yes, Saturnalia, an action-adventure horror game, Switch, Xbox, X and S1, the 4 and the 5, and the PC. Signalis, an adventure action horror game, PC, Xbox, 1 and 4. Sins of a Solar Empire, a strategy 4x game on the PC. And then we have Star Ocean, the Divine Force, which is also an RPG on all the big systems. The Pinball Wizard, there has to be a twist. Pinball RPG, roguelite on the PC and Switch. And Ace Angler, Fishing Spirits, Fishing RPG sports game. Bayonetta 3 makes its way to the Switch. And then on the 28th, baby, it's the biggie, Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. First-person shooter, PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox X and Series X, and Xbox One. When we come back, Amon Green will talk esports right here on Sports Byline USA.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the Legal Helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number.
800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. 800-918-4086. That's 800-918-4086. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is our pleasure to welcome to the show former Pro Bowl running back Amon Green, basically the best running back in the history of the Green Bay Packers. But he's here not to talk so much about football, but to talk about esports and how he is a head coach in college for that as well. Amon, welcome back to the show. What is that transition like to you from sports to esports?
I say not much of a transition, but just finding ways to relate both careers, which I did. So I just took some of the aspects from my football career. Probably you could go all the way back to Little League, you know, the practice structure, having a discipline and coaching up the kids in those two areas and helping them develop the same type of mindset, you know, that you got to have accountability for yourself, you got to have discipline, and you got to become a team player and work together with other players in communication throughout the season and throughout the time you're on campus.
So obviously there's no training table, no one's running laps, but there is some training that goes into it. What are some of the things you do to prep?
Some of the training, I say modalities or strategies is like for a shooter game, for example. We'll have them go into something like Aim Lab or Kutaku, which helps with your accuracy and help with your reflexes on mouse and keyboard or with controller. So you do that for about 30 minutes, and then we go into a team strategy talk where we break down film from a previous game or look at or watch a team that we might be facing coming up in a week or two, or check out a pro team and see how they do their communication, how they do strategy on a map, if it's search and destroy or something like domination. So you just kind of get the tips and things that the same thing I used to do with football, watch the team that we're about to face, watch their last three games and see what their, you know, favorite play is or what their offense or defensive scheme is and break it down on how we can basically break it down on how we're going to win against it. So doing the same aspects in our East Coast facility day after day.
Do you ever have a sassy kid, like maybe a hitting coach that was never a big league hitter, like you're telling somebody how to do, League of Legends or, you know, some game, and they're like, you never even played, man? Or do you just, do you ever get that kind of response?
I eliminated that response by telling my kid from day one that, look, there's a few games that I don't have experience in, and one of those games was League of Legends, to be precise. And so they knew that from the jump. So I wasn't trying to, you know, show that I know everything. I said, look, I don't know every game. League of Legends is one. Another one might have been CSGO and Valorant at that time. Now I know Valorant. I've been playing it throughout the summer to get my acumen up on it. Mm-hmm. And so the thing was, I was honest with him. I said, look, I don't know a lot about that game, so I didn't have to have that conversation with a player because, yeah, these millennials, they'll let you know right away that you don't know enough about that game to teach me or coach me on it.
So tell me about Lakeland up there in little Plymouth near Sheboygan, huh?
Yeah. So it's a small town. It's right in the middle between Milwaukee and Green Bay. Been there for 3.5 years, and it's been a fantastic experience, and I say, for myself as a coach, the players playing, the program has pretty much developed into a pretty competitive and I say a pretty known program. Obviously through my career from football and then transitioning over, but some of the kids themselves. I know year one, we had a student who was a accounting student, but very good at Madden. He won a national title. His name is Curtis Doki, and I wish I could have had him back to his senior year, but I couldn't because obviously he had to focus on school, but he got a national title. But then other games, other players, I've developed that more than being a coach to them, you know, a friendship where we could sit and laugh and talk, and they could then get deeper into developing their professional skills. Because I tell them every day, a lot of the skills that I'm teaching them about working as a team, you know, developing good communication, developing correct collaboration, you could use all these same skills in the business world or whatever job that you're here for, you know, as a major you're trying to graduate with. Just remember that going forward before, you know, before and during and after your graduation. So sorry for all the noise around here. I'm walking around New York City right now, so I'm kind of getting giving a little soundtrack of everything going on around me.
Couple more questions for Amon Green talking coaching esports. You're about as Nebraska as it comes from Omaha, playing for the Huskers, and coming into that team with Lawrence Phillips and Tommy Frazier, national championships, plural, the black shirts, Tom Osborne, all that. Now, when you look at Nebraska football, it's kind of an ouchie. How long is it going to take for them to get back where they belong?
It's going to take, I don't know, I can't really put a time on it, but it's going to take time, because right now we're in a transition. We have Mickey Joseph as the head coach, interim head coach, so the question then lies is something that will Trev Alberts, who's the decision maker on who the next head coach will be, will he keep Mickey as the head coach, or will he just, you know, switch over, hire somebody, and then Mickey goes back to his position coach job at wide receiver? So that's the big question moving forward, because then once we get a coach or whoever who that head coach is, then we'll know maybe by that coach's background where he's been successful before potentially, to see how long that prior program for us is going to get back together. Because it's been a long, long time for myself and other Husker alumni to see our program in a bowl game and see consistent seasonal victory to where we're over 500. So it's been about 4 or 5 years now. So we're chomping in a bit. But then overall, it's been longer than that, because really it started way back in the early 2000s, like 2001, 2002, our decline of the program, because it was just a winning tradition that my class and classes before me in the mid to late 80s, early 90s, that was built because of Coach Osborne and that coaching staff. Now we got to basically rebuild it from the bottom up. And I think whatever that knows, like I said, that next coaching staff coming in, if we keep the remaining coach, Mickey Joseph and his coaches that are there, maybe they do it from the ground up, but they're going to have to really be hard and be consistent to keep them players focused. And make sure you hold them accountable for everything they do.
Yeah, well said. And I still think of them as Big 12. I got to remember they're Big 10. When you got drafted by the Seahawks, you probably thought, here we go, and you're sitting behind Ricky Waters, so they trade you to the Packers. Is that maybe the dumbest trade in Seahawks history?
Probably from a fan point of view, because I've heard it from Seahawks fans. when I run into them, they're like, why did we trade you? That was not smart, you know, this, that, and the other. That's their opinion, you know, obviously, and that's their view. From my point of view, I was like, by that time, my third year, I kind of got used to the business of the NFL. There's trades, there's people getting cut, you know, firing of coaches. So I was kind of used to it, but still subtly surprised, because I had my meeting, my year-end meeting with Mike Holmgren from the end of the 99 season, and he had a good talk where I was going to be, you know, pushing Ricky Waters, who was on the staff at the, you know, in the backfield with me at that time. And I learned the playbook. I was developing well. And from him, from Holmgren, he pretty much said, you know what, you keep at this rate, you could push for the starting job come this fall. And so my mindset was already for that. And then come literally April, I believe it was my daughter's birthday, April 16th, 2000, I got the notice from my dad, who was watching Trey Wingo and NFL Live on ESPN that afternoon, and called me up and said, son, you're a Packer.
Wow.
Turn to ESPN. They're about to announce that you are getting traded for someone. And then I turned to it, went in the house, turned to it, and it was Trey Wingo saying, hey, Amon Green getting traded for Fred Vincent and a fifth-round conditional pick to the Green Bay Packers. So I was like, wow, okay. All right, now just ready to adjust. Let's go play some ball. And the good thing about the trade initially, you know, I complained a little bit about the weather thing, but you know what? That's weather. That's our job. That's our occupation. I mean, that's our occupation hazard. That is part of it. But one thing that was familiar with me was the weather. you know, either not liking it but playing in it. Something I did in Lincoln, Nebraska, something I did in Omaha, Nebraska in high school. So I was like, adapting back to that is not going to be a hard thing at all. It's something I actually welcome. So playing in cooler weather, but then also going to that fan base that I discovered once I got to Green Bay, that fan base was no different than the Nebraska Cornhuskers fan base down in Lincoln, Nebraska.
Great stuff. I want to ask you, too, when you're looking at young talent for esports, I mean, are we looking like 9, 10, 11-year-olds? When does the recruiting start?
I say the youngest right now, if we want to go to like the actual numbers, I say the youngest I recruited a student, I would say, would be out of high school, so a freshman or a sophomore. So players that will be on campus in 2024, 2025 right now. So I've gone that far because they've either been, went to a website and they filled out a profile, and that profile information comes to me or goes to our admissions department, and or I'm on other websites, like similar to traditional sports, there's websites like Rivals that are for esports athletes that play Fortnite, that play Call of Duty, that play Overwatch, League of Legends, Madden. And those websites, I could get a newsletter from them and then get updates and get push notices to my email to say, you know, player, you know, Pumpkinhead 25 wants to, you know, inquire about Lakeland University. You know, can you reach out to them and say hello? And I'm doing that because they're really good at League of Legends, and I want to make sure I put the seed in now. I plant the seed now to start growing it over the next 2-3 years to get them on campus.
Very good. Last question for you. There's been a push to get esports in the Olympics. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yes, it's going to happen. It got delayed because of COVID. I think that year was supposed to be Street Fighter, Rocket League, and maybe one other game, maybe League of Legends or Valorant. Mm-hmm. But 2024, it's going to happen. And if it's not going to happen, it should be happening sooner, you know, right after that 2028 for sure, or 2030, I believe. Or 2028, yeah, 2028. So, yeah, it should be an Olympics because it's played around the world. Some games are played everywhere, you know, like Valorant, like League of Legends, like Rocket League. So you have games, and that's part of the Olympic committee, is obviously a sport that gets voted into the Olympics has to be played everywhere. And a lot of these games are free to play, so you don't have to have no money. You could just download it. The only issue is now it's just figuring out what I call the digital divide between some kids and I say regions where you live may not have the economic fluency to buy PCs, because we know these PCs on gaming computers are not cheap. So just having that part come down to where people can all then play and download the games and compete no matter the economic status, that make it a fair ground for everybody.
There he is, Amon Green, the head esports coach at Lakeland University. Reach out to him if you got some skills. Amon, thanks for your time, man, and watch out for traffic there in Manhattan.
Oh, I know. I always look both ways, and when the light turns green, I just hesitate 1 second before I go into the crosswalk.
There he is. Thanks, Amon. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and we will come on back on Sports Byline.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
Super Turrican there. Closing out the show, Rick Tittle with you in our customary style by doing a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Henderson, Nevada, listening on the great KSHP in Vegas. And this comes from Xavier. And fittingly, Xavier wants a code for the X-Men. Or maybe that's just a coincidence. He says, how do I get the computer reset in Clone Wars? Yes, this is X-Men 2 Clone Wars. This goes way back. It's a pretty straightforward game. You choose from a variety of characters, and then you start dishing out some damage. But no matter who you select, you run into a situation later in the game, and you're asked to reset a computer. None of the buttons get the job done. So what do? You press reset on the Genesis control itself. Did I mention this is a Genesis game? That's right. Remember I said older games? I got a Genesis one here. So you press reset on the Genesis control itself. Boom, computer reset. Now, some people said in the past, what are you, an idiot? It says reset. Why don't you just do it? Well, any other game, and I mean any other game, you press reset, you're going back to the very beginning of the game. Why would you do that? So, yes, that's a little thing they threw in, and it's a ha 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 hee hee. That's actually, if you put together a list of the, I don't know, can I put it in the top? Put it in the top 10, one of the top 10 cheat codes of all time. That, and it's not really a cheat code, too. It's just, I'm just letting you know how to get her done on the old Sega Genesis. Thanks for tuning in to the Video Game Review. We'll be back next week for another live edition, but you can email me throughout the week with any video game questions, comments, or concerns to rick@sportsbyline.com, and I'll get back to you. Until then, let's send you back to 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk.